100 taon ng spekulasyon, 50 taon ng pagsubok at mahigit na 2 taon upang gawin ang pinakamahusay na detector ay nagbunga ng maganda. Sa wakas, nakita ng mga siyentipiko ang tinatawag na gravitational waves. Ang pagkakatuklas ay pinahayag ni David Reitzer, Executive Director ng Laser Interometer Gravitational Wave Observatory o LIGO.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have detected gravitational waves. We did it. So these gravitational waves were produced by 2 colliding black holes that came together, merged to form a single black hole about 1.3 billion years ago. The signal had a very specific characteristic of, as time went forward, the frequency went up. And what was amazing about this signal is that it's exactly what you would expect, what Einstein's theory of general relativity would predict for 2 big massive objects like black holes in spiraling and merging together.
Ang gravitational waves ay nagaganap kapag may mga tinatawag na seismic events sa kalawakan katulad ng 2 black holes na nagbanggaan. Ang mga alo ng enerhiya mula sa banggaan ay kumakalat sa kahabaan ng galaksi sa bilis ng liwanag o speed of light na lumiliit at lumalaki habang naglalakbay. Kapag ito ay dumaan sa ating mundo, may mga maliit na pagkalog na hanggang ngayon ay mahirap maramdaman. Itinala ng mga siyentipiko ang tunog ng mga alon, subalit kinakailangang baguhin ang frequency nito upang madinig ng tao. Inulit din nila ang recording dahil ang tunog ay napakaliit. Ganito ang tunog na na-record nila. Napakaigsi at maliit ang tunog. Muli nating pakinggang mabuti. Ang gravitational waves ay tinalakay ni Albert Einstein sa kanyang General Theory of Relativity 100 taon na ang nakakalipas. Ang ginawang pahayag ay karagdagang kumpirmasyon na tama si Einstein. Subalit inabot ng maraming dekada ng theoretical at practical work ng mga pangmundong network ng mahigit na 1,000 siyentipiko at inhinyero upang matamo ang natuklasan. Sinabi ni Professor David McLellan ng Australian National University na ang University of Western Australia at University of Adelaide ay parehong tumulong upang maitayo ang mahalagang bahagi ng LIGO detectors na ginamit upang matuklasan ang gravitational waves.
They're massive instruments. They're 4-kilometer long L-shaped devices which laser beams are propagating up and down in these vacuum systems. And we're measuring the time it takes the laser to travel from one end of the system and back. And that timing tells us about whether a gravitational wave has passed through.
Tumulong din ang mga siyentipiko upang makagawa ng mga salamin, kamera, sistema sa pagbabantay at pagbawi ng datos na siyang kailangang sangkop ng LIGO detectors. Ayon kay Professor McLellan, gagamitin ang mga ito upang makilala ang mga bagong aspeto ng kalawakan.
Everything we know about the universe is from electromagnetic waves or light waves. 70% of the universe doesn't emit light. 70% of the universe is dark. Gravitational waves come from the very distortions of the fabric of the universe. They're a completely new sense, a completely new way to listen to the universe.
Sinabi naman ng mga siyentipiko na maaari na silang makatingin ng mas malalim sa kalawakan at nakaraang panahon at sa huli ay ang tinatawag na Big Bang. Sinabi ni Professor Stephen Hawking sa BBC na ang fusion ng 2 black holes ay hinulaan subalit hindi naobserbahan.
Gravitational waves provide a completely new way of looking at the universe. The ability to detect them has the potential to revolutionize astronomy. This discovery is the first detection of a black hole binary system and the first observation of black holes merging.
Ayon naman kay Professor Wright Z ng LIGO, ang pagkakatuklas sa isang malaking hakbang sa kinabukasan kagaya ng Galileo Galilei.
400 years ago, Galileo turned a telescope to the sky and opened the era of modern observational astronomy. I think we're doing something equally important here today. I think we're opening a window on the universe, the window of gravitational wave astronomy.
Idinagdag ni Professor McClelland na ito ay minsan lamang mangyari sa ating buhay at may kasama itong maraming potensyal sa ating kinabukasan.
We've developed a new sense for which we can study the universe. And what we're going to find in that dark side of the universe is going to be, that's what the future is about. The announcement today is just the beginning.